Seeing the full potential of my creative and healing power, either to end suffering or for any other purpose. Their feeling of separation from each other allows humans to do all manner of things to each other that they would never do to themselves. By failing to see that they are doing these things to themselves, they produce and reproduce unwelcome results in their daily lives and in their planetary experience. It has been said that the human race is facing the same problems it has faced since the dawn of recorded history, and this is true, but to a lesser degree. Greed, violence, jealousy, and other behaviors that you do not believe benefit anyone are still displayed by members of your species, although now by a minority. This is a sign of your evolution. Yet efforts in your society are directed not nearly so much at seeking to change these behaviors as seeking to punish them. It is thought that punishing them will correct them. Some people are still not understanding that until they correct the conditions in society which create and invite unwanted behaviors, they will correct nothing. A truly objective analysis proves this, yet many people ignore that proof and continue to try to solve society's problems with the same energy that created them. They seek to end killing with killing. They seek to end violence with violence, to quell anger with anger. In doing all of this, they fail to see their hypocrisy and thus embody it. Recognizing the first three illusions as illusions would stop everyone from denying the oneness of all life and threatening to destroy all life on your planet. Many humans continue to see themselves as separate from each other, from all other living things, and from God. They see that they are destroying themselves, yet they claim not to understand how they are doing it. Surely, they say, it is not through their individual actions. They cannot see the connection between their individual decisions and choices and the world at large. These are the beliefs of many, and if you wish to see them changed, it is up to you who truly understand cause and effect to change them. For your fellow humans believe that it is having no negative effect on the whole to cut down hundreds of thousands of trees each week so that they can have their Sunday paper. It is having no negative effect on the whole to pump impurities of every sort into the atmosphere so that they can have their lifestyles unchanged. It is having no negative effect on the whole to use fossil fuels rather than solar-powered energy. It is having no negative effect on the whole to smoke cigarettes or eat red meat at every meal or consume large quantities of alcohol, and they're tired of people telling them that it is. It is having no negative effect, they say, and they're tired of people telling them that it is. Individual human behaviors, they tell themselves, are not having such a negative effect on the whole that they could actually cause the whole to collapse. That would only be possible if there was nothing that was separate, if, in effect, the whole was doing all of this to itself. And that's silly. The third illusion is what is true. We are separate. Still, the separate actions of all the separate beings who are not one with each other and not one with all of life seem, in fact, to have a very real effect on life itself. Now, at last, more and more humans are beginning to acknowledge this as they develop from primitive cultural thinking into a more evolved society. This is because of the work that you and others like you are doing. for you have raised your voice. You have sounded the alarm. You have joined the effort to awaken each other, each in your own way, some quietly and individually, some in groups. In days gone by, there were not nearly as many of you ready and able to awaken the others. And so the mass of people lived deeply within the illusions and were puzzled. Why should the fact that they are separate from each other create a problem? How is it that anything other than communal living, one for all and all for one, could not be made to work without struggle? These are the questions humans began to ask. Clearly, there was a flaw in the third illusion. This should have revealed the idea of disunity to be false. But humans knew at some very deep level that they could not give up the illusion, or something very vital would come to an end. Again, they were right. But again, they made a mistake. Instead of seeing the illusion as an illusion and using it for the purpose for which it was intended, they thought they had to fix the flaw. It was to fix the flaw in the third illusion that the fourth illusion was created.